the day I get to read her obituary.
Can we have a party out of it? Just do a dramatic reading? Please, Dare. Sorry, go on.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
I'm so sorry. We need to know.
I knew there would be a reaction, but I wasn't ready for that. Bigot
author dies. Ooh,
this is what you were telling me, Dare, and I am... Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. As you can see, I'm in a new spot in the canoe today. I'm in the back steering the canoe, but of course, joining me today, I have some wonderful guests. I have Miss Chrissy Lynn.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Yes. So happy to be here.
I love that you're in my spot.
I know. I like, this feels right.
Do you like it? Yeah.
I'm going to live. I moved in.
You moved in.
This is an upgrade from the closet. I'm happy to be here.
From the closet.
So happy to be here.
And also joining us today, we have the iconic Chompy!
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here. So glad to be back. I love the Valentine's set, Chrissy. Amazing job.
Thank you.
So
cute.
Cute. So cute. I got...
Are you upset because it's so cute?
I am.
Good.
Yeah. It's hurting me.
Hurts. And it's all love, and that's supposed to be really happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody hurts. But today, we're actually doing a pretty popular episode that you all have told us in the comments that you would like us to rebring and rehash out. So today, we are doing conspiracy theories. Well, so I'm very excited because I kind of like that we have our ladies' corner going on today.
It's like our conspiracy theory coven. Yeah. I've been calling it for like the last couple of weeks. I don't know why I'm a conspiracy theory coven.
It's the conspiracy canoe.
We're sipping.
Oh, yeah.
We're sipping. We're sipping. Truly, we are sipping.
We are truly sipping tonight.
I'm just going to stick with some water.
Activating the conspiracies in our mind.
But speaking of activating the conspiracies, do you mind, Chrissy, actually giving us a nice definition of conspiracies?
Sure.
And just like telling us a little bit more? Because you're a little bit more, I would say, educated on conspiracies, at least more than me, because I just, you know, I think you got a good head on it. Like, you know what you're doing.
I do. Well, I just spend lots of waking hours at night laying in bed wondering who shot JFK and if Katy Perry really is JonBenet Ramsey. So, I mean, they say a lot, don't they? They say a lot of things.
They're
don't
always
they?
Saying
keep
things.
That, keep that in mind. They say a lot of
Many
things.
Many people
don't
are
they?
Saying.
So the definition of conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. So keep that in mind. Conspiracy theory is a belief that some secret but influential organization is responsible for an event or phenomenon. So there are two different, you know, definitions to do two different words: conspiracy versus conspiracy theory. And what we're talking about is conspiracy theories in general, whether it's you know, in media, pop culture, or in, you know, sometimes often in politics. For example, like one thing I like to keep in mind is media is a conduit for conspiracy theories, sharing and vetting information where information is amplified and debunked within minutes at times. Even if belief in conspiracy theories is not becoming more widespread, the internet and social media and image boards in particular have fundamentally changed how these theories develop and spread. And like I like to say, share, beware. I personally am a big fan of citing your sources and doing your own deep dives, deductions, if you will, to uncovering the truth behind some of those bizarre and wild keep-you-up-at-night conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories have legitimized violence, impaired public health, and undermined democratic governance. Containing their harms begins with understanding the theorist, not the theory.
So... in English, let's wait.
So the reason they're turning the we figure out how they're turning the frickin' frogs gay by understanding Alex Jones.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is the people.
We just have to talk to him.
Yeah. We just have to get him on the phone. Can somebody get him on the phone?
Get him on the horn.
Text. Get him on the horn. Call in. Here's the number below. Make it up. 555.
12345.
I do not want Alex Jones's contact information.
Oh. But yeah, so, I mean, you guys seem to have some fun conspiracy theories. Who wants to go first?
Ooh. One of mine is fun.
Okay, I like fun.
One is a crime.
Yeah, let's start with fun.
Ooh. Okay, we'll start with fun. Okay, we'll start with fun and relatively current. It will probably not be as current by the time this comes out. But the conspiracy is Elon Musk is Adrian Dittman, who is a random Twitter user who is always just gassing up Elon Musk, saying, oh, Elon, you're such a great dad. Oh, you're so smart. And he's always tweeting at times when Elon is available. And, like, they're never...
in the same room together?
They're never in the same room together. People suspect that it's Elon using a voice changer. And they were in a Twitter space together. But people were saying that, like, it's just him talking to himself. And everyone's like, just go on video together. And they won't do that.
Interesting. So my brain goes straight to, speaking of pop culture, Batman and Bruce Wayne never being in the same room together, being the same person. Okay, wow. And you said this is just breaking, like this is new right
this
now?
This is in the past couple weeks.
That's
people
still
have
fresh.
Been
That's still
suspecting
new.
That this guy, Adrian Dittman, who is always just, gassing up Elon on Twitter.
Is he the only one who's gassing him up?
Yeah, well, so then this Twitch streamer, I couldn't look up what his name was. It's Connor, and there's something with fire in his name.
Oh.
I'm sure that the kids are gonna know who this is. He's a cool Twitch streamer, but he had Adrian Dittman on the stream with him, and this kid is just roasting Elon like.
I actually don't think you know a single woman, or like have a platonic relationship, healthy relationship with a single woman.
What?
I don't think you do.
What?
Name three women.
Oh my god. Name three women.
Name three.
I'm not going to name anyone that I'm personally.
Name
I'm
three
personally
women. Name three girls.
Name three girls. Why?
You're on the timer. There's literally a timer going on right now.
I really don't care. Why should I name a specific woman? I don't understand that.
Name.
I'm not into
three
people.
Women.
Why?
I'll name three. Britney Spears, Miranda Cosgrove, Sabrina Carpenter.
Boom. Oh yeah, she's such a. Yeah, sure. Britney Spears is a major inspiration.
I didn't say she was inspiration. I just named a woman, which you can't do.
I can name a woman. I just want to
name three women, bro. Name three of them.
What does this thing do?
I'm so glad people can't vote for you, bro.
It is just shot after shot of kicking him to the ground. and then the whole time. Elon is tweeting only when Adrian is downed, so then he wouldn't be using the controller. So he has his fingers free to be tweeting as Elon while he is playing
as
Adrian.
Which is interesting to me because you would think Elon would have, you know, two separate VPNs, two separate devices, two separate whatever to be pulling the strings, so to speak, and typing two different things and not doing like, oh, well, he's down right here. Let me go pick this one up. Yeah, I don't know. That's really interesting. That's what we're hyperfixating.
So this has been personally have been hyperfixating on this for
at least
a week, being like, what is going on? Why is he letting himself be roasted? Like, we'll have to put in some of these clips because they are brutal. It is so embarrassing.
I think that you are smart in a sense of the word, but I also think you're stupid in a sense of the word.
How's that?
Like, I think that you can relay and retain and recite a bunch of information. Whether or not the information is accurate or true is something you cannot discern and don't have the ability to comprehend.
How so? Give me an example.
This entire stream.
I mean, it's perpetuating, like it's obviously eliciting a response. Like, bad press is still press. Like people are still talking about it. They're talking about him. Whether it's good or bad, he probably still is fine with that.
For sure. But how did people put these two in that theory is what I wonder. Where did the origin come from?
So although Adrian Dittman is supposedly using a voice changer, the way that he talks is exactly like Elon Musk. He sounds exactly like him. He's using the same stupid turns of phrase.
So wait a second. Adrian is using a voice changer to act as Elon Musk, and no one's
so
really
they're saying
to Elon
Musk? Is using a voice changer to be someone else.
Got
to
it.
Be Adrian Dittman.
Okay.
Yeah, so to be like, man, isn't Elon so cool? Like, why? He's such a great dad. Like, everyone should really, be like Elon. Like, what a cool guy. And it's like,
okay,
I'm Elon.
That's really funny.
So this has been going on for weeks, and then that stream happened. And then a journalist was like, okay, while you guys are all fighting over how this person talks and if it's the same as Elon or not, I'm going to go find Adrian Dittman. I'm going to find who this guy is. And supposedly they found him. Supposedly it's a guy in Fiji, a German guy living in Fiji who is just a little dork who truly just is dorking it up, loving Elon.
What?
So the most confusing part about this to me is that article was immediately deleted from Twitter, from X.
Of finding the guy.
So this reporting that would supposedly exonerate Elon, that would be like, you're not Adrian Dittman, it's this other guy, completely deleted from X. You cannot share this article.
Why did they take that down?
And I don't know. And so, and Elon even replied to it.
Okay.
Doing joke where he's like, it's time the world knew I am Adrian Dittman. He replied to that article that's like,
oh,
showing the real
it.
One. So I at the time was like, he admitted it. It's him. And then everyone's like, this was a joke. And I'm like, okay, well, it's so stupid. It sucks.
Yeah. if the joke sucks.
It's a terrible joke.
If it's a joke, it sucks. And also, then why would he delete the evidence from his platform if
that's
it's
like
not
on,
him?
What is it? On, what is like?
It would prove that it's not. It would be the proof that he needs to exonerate himself.
That's why
I'm like, why?
Or maybe he's just going along with it. He likes the narrative about it right now. He might think it's actually funny.
So that's where it has been left as of a few days ago. I feel like people completely stopped talking about it as soon as that article came out.
Hmm.
And like, I was going legit crazy because I was like, he admitted it. Why isn't anyone talking about this? Am I breaking the story right now? I was just like,
where were you? This is all on X.
We're gonna talk about this. Yeah, this is all.
Of course, it's on X.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. So that's what I have. Is just, so I'm still an Adrian or an Elon is Adrian.
It is an
truther.
Active investigation.
It's an active investigation.
You are,
please, share your info.
Comment below. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I believe it because I've seen the threads of like content creators where they'll go on their their snark Reddits. They'll go on there and be like, yeah, she sucks. And like we'll screen grab their Instagram picture, like whatever they posted, and it will say the little like boost post in the corner. So then people are like, wait, you're hating on yourself. That's
okay, insane. So that was part of the evidence that Elon is Adrian, is that Adrian supposedly took a screenshot, which is the admin view of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's like, how would you have an admin view of Twitter if you're just some freaking guy, if you're not Elon? Like, only Elon would have that admin screenshot, would he not? So that's my personal evidence. Ooh. Other people are like, well, maybe Adrian's using the screenshot because it makes him look cooler.
Yeah, maybe Elon.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm a truther.
Well,
I still
whatever
think...
this is, it's distracting us from other things happening in the world, I suppose.
For
as
sure.
They say.
Always.
Yeah,
they
no, the,
say
like,
a
actual
lot of things.
Evil that, yeah, no, his little Doge. Oh my God, I can't even.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, no, so. I'm a hater.
I'm a hater. So do you, okay, so what do you think? Do you think it's
I personally think it's him. Like, I think it's weird that this article got taken down. I don't know if that, because I couldn't read it, so I don't know if that guy, is a real guy. I don't know if it was, like, if it, like, shared
You've
some
gotta be
personal
able to find that
information.
Article. The internet lives forever. It's got to exist out there.
I'm sure, yeah. I just, yeah, it's as soon as big. I couldn't, two clicks of not being able to click on it, I was like, all right.
Good investigating.
I believe what I believe. The end.
Fin. The end. Okay. All right.
I believe it. I think it's him. Just for the plot, I think it's him. I think it's very interesting.
You have to watch this Twitch stream because
the
roasts are just...
When I was, like, small on the internet, I would, like, make smaller accounts of myself and, like, be a fan of, like, myself and, like, make myself seem cooler than I actually am.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, what I would do. I'd be, like, Connor Eats Pants Fan 32.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. A little sad, but funny.
Hmm. Yeah, I never did anything like that.
I didn't think you did.
I'm always fascinated. I would be curious to know what certain types of other conspiracy theorists think of certain things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the flat earthers over here, like, yeah, that's not as interesting as the fact that we're surrounded by icebergs that are keeping us safe from falling off the planet. You know what I mean? It's like, hold on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they hyperfixate on? What do mm-hmm. other conspiracy theorists hyperfixate on when it comes to like the cesspool of conspiracy theories? Mm. I don't know. Flat earthers
are
great.
If they made a podcast, we'll know.
Yeah, they would. What would they call it?
I don't know. Not Delulu Canoe, that's for sure. Well, I do have a pretty silly one, if you guys want a quick
silly. Keep it silly.
All right. So I have, via Teen Vogue, which is extremely credible.
Teen Vogue. Wow, that's still... Okay, let's go.
So credible. The article is titled, Lea Michele Can't Read.
Yay! Yay!
Okay.
I love this
one. I need more information.
Yay! Have you not heard this before?
No, it's the first time I'm hearing about it. This is so
funny.
Okay, so it says, Glee's Lea Michele is having a professional renaissance after taking up the mantle of Fanny Bryce, a role made legendary, wow, I can read, a role made legendary by Barbara Streisand in the Broadway revival of Funny Girl. You know what else is experiencing a renaissance? The conspiracy theory that Michelle can't read, which began on the pop culture podcast One More Thing. During a 2017 episode, the host Jane Hunt and Robert Ackerman were discussing Glee co-star Naya Rivera's memoir, Sorry Not Sorry, which included much behind-the-scenes drama about the cultural phenomenon that was the TV show. One host mentioned a passage about Michelle's refusal to improvise. According to NBC News, the pair joked that perhaps it was because she couldn't read. From there, a conspiracy star was born. After the host realized their commentary had gained some internet traction, they hosted a since-deleted Facebook Live that expanded on the joke, turning it into a full-fledged theory. According to Hunt and Ackerman, Michelle never learned to read because she had made her Broadway debut at the tender age of 8. Since her career had taken off when she was so young, they claim Michelle never had the time to learn, after a while, simply that she didn't need to. For her part, Michelle has hit back on every conspiracy, stating, I went to Glee every single day. I knew my lines every single day. And then there's a rumor online that I can't read or write. It's sad. It really is. I think often, if I were a man, a lot of these issues would be in front.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but at 8 years old, second grade, you start learning to read
definitely before that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this was so this isn't a conspiracy unless everyone decided to jump on it and like, or say that some group, organization, or somebody was trying to make it a thing. But it's definitely, I'd never heard of this at all. When did she say that? When did she make a statement about it?
According to the article, which I had a very hard time reading.
Yeah, because I watched Glee. I was obsessed with it. I was in choir in high school.
Yep.
And I'm like,
same.
Relatable.
Were you in a show choir?
Sopranos to go, suck it, what?
Were you in a show choir?
Like, what do you mean?
They call it Glee Club, but my school called it show choir.
We just called it choir.
Okay.
Yeah, we performed.
I was in, the Glee Club, which was the show choir.
Yeah, we didn't have Glee. It wasn't called Glee Club. I don't know where was that. Was that like a, where are you
I from? Was in show choir.
Connecticut. I was going to say, this is like an East Coast
We thing. Didn't call it Glee Club, but we called it show choir.
It was just choir. But I was also in the band, too, so I was like a band nerd, and I wanted to be extra and join choir.
It was during a 2017 episode talked about it, but there is like another extension to this that I'm surprised Teen Vogue didn't talk about. There's a commercial or like a TikTok ad where she's reading a children's book, and she had an AirPod strategically in one of her ears, and her hair was tucked back so you could like see it during one of the takes. And then when they cut back to her, her hair was completely covering her ears. So people were saying that like someone was telling her what was in the children's book.
What was she like speaking into like a microphone? Was there like feedback of sound? Was she supposed to was it in a studio? Like, why would she have an earpiece in?
Exactly.
Me just looking at different kinds of like excuses. I'm like, what reasons for things?
No.
Let's ask the flat earthers what they think.
Sorry. Let's see what they're up
to. They're the best. I just they're still ongoing, man. They won't stop. The same with like the hollow earth theory folks, which I feel like science has taught us and proven us, them completely wrong. Like, I don't know if there is a hollow earth. I think I'm fascinated by the concept of the hollow earth, but I do read a lot of old science fiction. But flat earthers, man, bless you.
Go to the top of a building. You can see.
Bless.
The curvature of the dang
earth. No, it's
the
Truman Show. And the moon is a projection. And that's not real.
Stop.
No, I can't. It's so funny.
I do believe Lea Michele can't read because I think it's hilarious.
You don't think she can read?
As somebody who struggled just reading that, I do believe she can't read.
You're like,
Derek can't read.
It's relatable. Yeah, you guys, we're just starting this right now. We're the conspiracy. We're creating this narrative. Dare Taylor can't read. You know what to do, internet.
I do think it's funny. I wish that she could take a joke, maybe, and I feel like there would be like so much comedy gold to mine from that. Yeah. I'm sure that she probably can in actuality.
If she was still fire, like hot and like popular right now, just imagine like the Saturday Night Live sketches that they can.
That's what I was thinking.
Like it'd be funny. Like if they had her up there opening up the show, and like she's got an earpiece and she just flips her hair back and she's like, "What is that?" Okay,
she would have to be like,
"I can't read the teleprompter.
I only know how mean you guys are being to me because someone told me. Like I couldn't.
Oh my gosh,
she can't even read the room.
Yes,
how would I even find out?
Oh my gosh, she can't even read the room. Oh man, ay ay ay. Anything else you guys got? Well, I mean, one of my favorite, like, I try not to go super dark, but it's so hard not to. One of my favorite in history, because when it comes to conspiracy theories in history, I do follow a lot of the political ones. And, you know, the vast majority of information that is exchanged within the last, I don't know, 30 years has made things instantaneous for us to share and like really talk about it. So we can, you know, again, debunk things so quickly, share misinformation so quickly. But the Watergate scandal from the 70s was always interesting to me, how that was like one of the big popular conspiracy theories at its time. And in case you're not familiar with it, it revolved around members of a group associated with Nixon's 1972 reelection campaign breaking into and planting listening devices in the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate office building in Washington, D.C. on June 17th, 1972, and Nixon's later attempts to hide his administrations, et cetera, et cetera. So it was definitely tried to, it became a cover up, and then it was like, oh, no, that actually did happen.
Didn't they put their own listening devices? Wasn't it their own listening device? Yeah, no, they put them there to be like, let's record our conversations so we can remember them. And then they were like, let's something also talk about legal stuff.
Yes, also, let's do that too.
Wait, shit. Delete that part.
Okay, it sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch. I did go onto Reddit and I read some really fascinating, more scary, darker conspiracies. This one being probably my favorite, that the, what is it, the r/ask Reddit is mostly a data scrapping tool used by marketing companies to farm data from the masses based on what company X is selling. An example, Disney wants to know what movie to remake, so let's pay someone to ask about their favorite Disney films from their childhood and log the responses. Actually, and this guy's like, actually, I just made that up, but I have no doubt it's happening. another one. Human beings were invented by water as a device for transporting itself from one place to another.
Yeah.
On this, that DNA is self-learning AI in organic form. It's the DNA that drives us, and its main goal is to self-replicate and become better at what it does. Oh. We're all robots created by DNA to create more DNA. People have a lot of time on Reddit. And then I'll finish off my conspiracies. Unless we want to bounce around with the going back to historical darker times of the lead crime theory or hypothesis. Mm. Just so you guys know, a hypothesis is your theory based off of little evidence as your base to create your theory or, you know, hypothesis on why something is real or true. And the fact that we had more serial killers in the 70s because of the lead and the gasoline. And there's two different debates about that. The lead and the gasoline in the 60s and 70s that made the serial killers, or flash or rewind back to like the 50s when these serial killers, 40s and 50s, were born and what they grew up around with the lead, gasoline, lead and everything. Transforming them and making them kill people, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And then when we pulled lead from everything, there was a decrease in crime and serial killing in the 90s. And that was like when you do the math, like, well, we had more police, we had more, you know, like.
Wait, hang on, back me up. So the correlation is that because there's no lead in things, there's more crime?
No, the other way. There was less in the 90s. We 90s, 2000s.
There is less lead around, and now there are less serial killers.
And now, because of technology and, you know, DNA advancements, we're solving so many more crimes.
Huh.
But yeah, that's always been a fun thing to me. And I'm going to take it back one more time, way, 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 way back. Conspiracy theories are further not a novel phenomenon, phenomenon of the internet age. In 1798, a Lutheran preacher from Maryland wrote to George Washington to warn him of a dire threat. A secret group with the express aim of overthrowing all governments and religions was spreading like wildfire. The name of the group behind the plot will be familiar with those, or to those with only a passing acquaintance with conspiracy theories, the Illuminati. So, and here we are today, and people still discuss the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the basis for they. That is they, and they say a lot, don't they? Mm-hmm. Anybody else got another fun one? I got another stupid one, but yeah, I want Chelsea to go.
Stupid. Let's go back to stupid.
You want stupid? Are you sure? Because Chrissy's were pretty deep. I'm like, wow. I didn't. Okay.
We'll go stupid, and then we'll go back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back to deep.
This is again, or no? This one's actually not from Teen Vogue this time. Shocker. Huh? This one is from Cosmopolitan. The title of this article is J.K. Rowling Isn't Real.
Oh, I wish. Oh, my God.
I wish J.K. Rowling wasn't real.
Oh, my God. To live in that world?
Let's go. I'm there with you. Yeah. Two tickets on the Hogwarts Express.
The day I get to read her obituary.
Can we have a party out of it? Just do a dramatic reading? Please, Dare. Sorry. Go on.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
I'm so sorry. We need to know.
I knew there would be a reaction, but I wasn't ready for that.
Author dies. Ooh, this is what you were telling me, Dare, and I am,
I mean, I knew there'd be a celebration, but I didn't know we were, like, toasting. No, this is great.
I'm not sorry.
I didn't know Chompy was going to be excited, too. Okay. Hey. J.K. Rowling screenshotted one of Claire's tweets, and Claire got a whole shitstorm over it. And so, like, I already, like, truly bond my soul. Like, I hate her. I hate J.K. Rowling. Awful. Like, I truly think she's the most miserable, one of the most miserable people
on this earth. That for Patreon. Save it for Patreon.
Okay.
Saving it.
I want to know that story so bad. All right. Let's see if I can read, like, Leah Michelle. J.K. Rowling's origin story is well known. She was a financially struggling single mother who came up with the idea for Harry Potter on the train, which that's not true. I thought it was a coffee shop, but regardless, on the train. Then wrote the first book in a cafe. She's now one of the richest authors in the world. According to this theory, none of that is true. Harry Potter was actually masterminded by a team of advertisers and writers who lab-created a franchise that would appeal to the entire world. And the woman you think is J.K. Rowling is just an actress hired to play the part of the author at events. Why that actress has gone on to write books that aren't part of the Harry Potter franchise is a mystery to be solved another day.
Because I don't care, I don't know. Because I don't care, I don't know what else she wrote. But
she wrote as Robert Galbraith, some other bullshit novels. That's her fake pseudonym as a man that she writes other books because she's like, no one will buy my woman books. I gotta write as a as a man, so they'll buy. And everyone's like, no, we're still not buying them because they suck. Like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're not good.
Did this company, what is it, advertising marketing firm or whatever? Yeah. Did they write the Twilight series too? Just wondering. Stephanie Sandmeyer isn't real.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, I don't get the joke. I feel left out. Why is there something wrong with Twilight? Is it bad?
It's just not, it's, well, I would not describe it as well written.
It's just a joke.
In terms of book series, like, I wouldn't say that about... I mean, Hunger Games. It's just funny when you think of the last, what is it? Not even the last 10 years, but prior to that, the first 15, 20 years of all those book series being adapted into films coming out all at the same time. I'm like, is this firm is this like the hack?
Right.
Like, which is the first series to be adapted into a movie or like books created? Like, I don't know. That's a new conspiracy theory. You're hearing it from me here first, right now. I'm creating it.
You're originating it. Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually heard of this conspiracy theory, like, way back in the day, even as a child, I heard about it. And I want to say that, like, I didn't believe it as a child, but kind of as an adult, it would make sense since she has made, which I'm not 100% on the lore of J.K. Rowling. I don't know all of the horrible things that she's done that made you both celebrate, so we'll talk about that on Patreon. But I do know that she has, like, tweeted or came out and said things that, like, don't really make sense with the book that she did write, where it's like she's all of a sudden changing things, like, oh, that character was supposed to be this and this was supposed to be this. So I kind of think maybe that she's not actually the author.
So what you're saying is she's going off script.
Mm-hmm.
When she's saying things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
feel
like...
But then she's got to have like a, what is it, a
handler?
PR writer, like a PR speech, like I don't know, like ghost writer? somebody who's writing.
See, I think someone in my lore of it, like if this were true, it would be that like they hired her to do it and now she's like floundering for more attention. Mm-hmm. So now she's like, well, I got to keep playing the part of being this author. So now I'm just going to say what I want because mm-hmm. I imagine that they bought her, if this was true, they would like buy her out to be like, now shush, mm-hmm. here's your check. You did your acting job. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. You did the thing. Mm-hmm. And now she's like, well, this character was actually this, you know? That would be my theory.
It's like the Mandarin in the MCU.
Oh.
So the nerds will get it. You guys, you'll get the Marvel reference. I gotcha. She's like a struggling actor. Yeah. And like, you know, they probably found her or they were doing silent auditions without any context. And they're like, yeah, you're going to come in. You're the face of the author of this book series. And yeah, I don't know. It is kind of interesting. I could see it being a thing. But then I wonder if she's heard about the theory and has gone to say anything about it or not, because if it were real, like I don't know, I'd be
Chompy's face.
I think she's just a loser.
She is a horrible person.
She just sucks.
Yeah, she's just a
and has nothing to say now because she is not talented. And the mold in her walls is killing her.
I know there's a new series coming and I'm sure she has her hand in that pot. Yeah.
All the casting of that is just like, what are you doing?
I haven't even seen. I'm not a big Harry Potter person. That wasn't my go-to.
Wasn't your franchise, yeah.
I did read all the Twilight books, though. Not ashamed of that.
There you go. Also, this episode is sponsored by our podcast, On a Happier Note. So if you want to hear the tea of J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Come join us over on Patreon. Over. I have one more that I'll say for Patreon, but I'm sure, Chompy, you've got another one to
wrap us
up.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up on that? Okay.
Yeah.
So mine is about the Zodiac Killer.
Ooh.
There was a new documentary on Netflix last year called This is the Zodiac Speaking. And it is based on a family. So everyone, yeah, go watch this on Netflix. It's only 3 episodes. It's very good.
Okay.
And I also have a Time article that is about people who knew the Zodiac Killer suspect as children say he confessed to them in a new Netflix doc. So yeah, basically this family knew the Seawaters. The Seawater family knew this guy, Arthur Lee Allen, who was the guy who was tried as the Zodiac Killer. So Arthur Lee Allen was a teacher. He was their teacher. And they hung out with him all the time as kids. And their mom trusted him. And he, like, took them on trips. Just hung out with them all the time. And they realized after they saw the Zodiac movie, the Fincher movie, they're like, you guys, all of these locations where the Zodiac is killing people, Allen brought us there as kids. We were at all of these random places that he went to kill people, and he showed us bloody knives and stuff in the car that he said were from something else, but, like, all of these places are familiar in this movie because we were there. And their mom has supposedly, like, letters between her and Allen that I don't know I honestly can't remember the ending, if they ever got a hold of those. I think that she got rid of them so that the kids couldn't find out what was in them. But there is a bunch of stuff that they remember from being kids that then was triggered by watching the Zodiac movie.
Trigger,
yeah. And so then they all talk to each other and they're like, oh my God, you guys. I think that was, and like,
trauma.
But they couldn't convince their mom that he was dangerous. So regardless of whether this guy is the Zodiac Killer, he assaulted these kids. He did other bad stuff that is like, okay, so he's, regardless of if he actually murdered people, he is also a bad person who did bad things.
Got it. Okay.
So that's why they were so upset that as kids they were with him, and then even before they realized it, their grandkids were hanging out with him because the mom still trusted him. And we're letting
He
was like a family friend. Yeah.
Hate all that. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to block out your brain psychologically. You block out things that are traumatizing for self-preservation to protect you. Your brain does that to you, but then you could be easily triggered, and then it resurfaces. And like hypnotic hypnosis therapy mm-hmm. is really fascinating to me. Hmm. To be able to go deep dive and like, let's go back to like these moments that you repressed, mm-hmm. repressed memories. And but wow, because that movie's pretty old.
It's pretty old. So yeah, I'm not sure. So it was from 2007 is when the Zodiac movie is from. But This Is the Zodiac Speaking only just came out last year.
Guess what I'll be watching tonight.
I know. So yes, it's very good. So I don't want to spoil too much of it.
I want to watch,
Because yeah, please watch it. I haven't watched a
true crime documentary in quite a while.
Hmm.
So do you believe it, Chompy?
I personally believe this one. There's some people on Reddit who are like, this never happened, or, you know, debunking them in some, but like,
maybe they just want fame for their 15 minutes, or they're just trying to like, that's what they,
I don't know. You have to, I think everyone should go and watch it for yourself and see what you think. I just don't think there's any possible way that all of, I think it's three kids. Like, I don't know how they would all agree on the details and remember and like be, they had such concern for like other children in their life that was like, this is obviously not coming from nothing. So I think it's true. I think it was very compelling.
Where is he now?
Oh, he's dead. He's been dead. Yeah, okay. He's been dead since 92. But so he was tried as a Zodiac killer.
Oh, since 92.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so he's been dead for a while. But so they tried, so they, in the documentary, they tried to, so he also like confessed some things in phone calls and then went back on them. So that's also why it's like, so
was
like,
he locked up for what he did do, or no one, that he never,
I don't think that he was, I think he was out. Yeah, no, I don't think there was any, because I don't think that,
he was a person of interest and then arrested and then like,
I think he was tried as the Zodiac killer.
But then sounds,
the jury wouldn't convict him.
Hmm.
But I don't know if any of the other, like, I don't think any of the other crimes that he did to the kids, I don't think that was part of it.
Of course not. Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. But very compelling documentary. This Is the Zodiac Speaking on Netflix.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it.
Watch it.
Oh.
I know last year the one documentary that was like, I at first had a hard time, like, do I believe this? And I got dared to watch it was The American Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
The NorCal, the woman who was kidnapped and then held for, I don't know, a week and then got dropped off at, like, her family's place down hours away from home. And then the police didn't believe her. It was very much a Gone Girl situation.
Yeah.
The movie had just come out. Yeah. And then I, per usual, ACAB. Was pissed off at the police for a while. In case you don't know what ACAB is, you can Google it.
Look it up.
Google
it's free.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, another thing you can look up is our Patreon.
Wow.
Come join us on Patreon. We need to hear some of the lore of why J.K. Rowling is a terrible human.
Garbage person.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. And I also have another dumb one to come hop in on the bandwagon. Woo! Thank you so much, Chrissy, for joining us and providing a lot of definitions tonight.
I like to make sure we're all educated. I'm that person.
Yay. And thank you, Chompy, also for joining us and for, editing as you always do.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for joining us. And just remember to, I don't remember it at all.
You can either say stay delulu.
Yeah, I was going to say
for all your dreams to come true, Lulu. Or you could say delulu is the salulu.
Oh, yeah.
It's dealer's choice.
Well, when you're dissecting conspiracy theories, just remember that delulu is the salulu.
That's true, Lulu.
Yeah.